News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Pow, 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 pow. Hello, hello. All right, the test tonight is to see how long the management of WBT allows me to stay on the air before they seek such desperate measures as cutting the signal like they did last night. I wonder what the trigger words they're listening for when I'm on the air for when they say, hey, cut him. That's called riding the button in the radio business. Riding the button. It means when the management sits back and listens to every word, and as soon as the radio host says something that they don't like, they can hit a switch in their office that cuts them off. So, Isaac, do you know who's riding the button tonight? Is it Mike, or is it that Marsha, the big boss lady?
Lonnie
again?
Still Lonnie.
He gets a little trigger happy. Okay, well, we'll just ride it out, see what we got, see how long they let us last. Big storms in the area, and I had traffic all messed up, and hopefully everybody stays safe during that. I had to get in rich people lane to get to work on time tonight. So since I don't get paid to do the show, that means I'm in, you know, pretty deeply tonight in the red. And I got a case of the reds about it as well. So my daughter, a little update on my daughter. I told you last night she had gone viral with a TikTok about the Gen Z stare, how a lot of Gen Z children don't know how to communicate face-to-face, and so they'll just stare at you when you ask them a question. And today I was getting videos that people were taking of their TVs showing me that she was on Fox News today and on CNN, where they were doing features on the, you know, a human interest story, the lighthearted news. And they showed my daughter's TikTok video on both of the channels. I don't know where else it's appeared. But in true fashion, CNN lied. Fox News did it right. CNN lied. They said she's a millennial. And no offense to any millennials, my daughter doesn't like that. Well, for one thing, it's calling her older than she is. She's only 25. But I bet you CNN knew who her daddy is. And they're just trying to give me a poke in the eye. And speaking about young people, I heard Mr. Winterbull, not that Mr. Winterbull is young. Mr. Winterbull, I think, is, he's probably pushing 35, 36, something like that, isn't he?
I think he just turned
57, 57, 59, 71. He's the bicentennial. He's 76. But no, he was talking about that article in the New York Post, a.k.a. the Postie, about these women in New York going into these cafes, and they call them finance bros, the men who work in the finance industry come in to pick up their lunch that they had ordered on the app. You know, all young people have to order on apps now. It's just ingrained into them. Millennials, especially, but also Gen Z, as a side note, they can't stand having some piece of technology that they're not using, even if it doesn't make life better for them. It can make life harder for them, but they're going to use it because it's available to them. Find a millennial and just throw out the question, hey, do you watch all TV shows with closed captioning on it with words? They'll say yes, a lot of them, just because it's there. So anyway, Mr. Winterbull's talking about this story. And he brought in the producer bros to talk about it. That would be Isaac and Lonnie Ray. How these girls are going in, stealing the lunch from the guys, and it has their names on it and all that. And then they call them and say, or text them and say, hey, I accidentally got your lunch and your salad. So Let me buy you another one to make up for it. So in other words, they're looking for dates. And one of the comments in there said, because I saw the article, don't think anybody on this radio station is doing something that I haven't already seen. I mean, please. So I, of course, had already seen this article. And the thing that stood out to me was when they said something along the lines of, why can't they just approach us in bar anymore, in a bar like they used to? Well, that's your fault, women. You and your Marxist college professors and deans who have pounded it into young women's heads that men are predators and it's the patriarchy and the Me Too. And young men at first were afraid to just approach you out of nowhere and ask you, you know, if you want to talk and get to know each other, possibly go out on a date, you know, courting, as they say. Ask if you want to go sit on the front porch swing and hold hands and listen to music. They don't do that anymore because they're worried that you're going to think that they're a toxic masculinity carrier. And a lot of that was just putting it in women's heads, young women's heads, that they're just too good for men. And men don't, they don't want that. So they don't know what to do. So you can't have it both ways. You can't demonize men for being masculine and say that they're dangerous and predators and ick, and then turn around and go, well, wait, this is too hard now to date. Why can't they approach me like they used to? Well, that's you and your feminist sistren in a Marxist university. That's what caused it. And in the Marxist American media, American Marxist media. So that's the real deal. So then here you are, look at you, out there just, you know, turned into a common thief trying to get a date. But they don't admit, and they never will, these liberals, that women are happier with a good man and men are happier with a good woman. They won't admit that. You know why? Because it doesn't fit their narrative to rip apart society. Now, I have noticed that Mr. Winterbull, as great as he is, and I'm not kidding, he's considered one of the best talk show hosts in America. He and I have a different approach because I hear him say all the time, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean. Is that a good impression of him? I'm not trying to be mean. He's got that raspy voice. So he's nicer than I am, I guess, because I am trying. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to, you know, lay it on the line. Women, stop judging every man like he's a predator. Only judge the predators like they're predators. And I know it's hard to do, but I should make a pamphlet or something. Ways to spot a bad man. And then I could also do the other one, ways to spot a bad woman. But that would probably just be one thing on the list. She's ugly. No, ladies, I'm kidding. And you all look super thin tonight, if I may say so. I love you. Always love the ladies. The lady listeners of Charlotte, North Carolina, and surround have made me a pretty good career out of this radio game. So I'm just joshing with you, ladies. If you're sensible, if you're not, if you're one of those crazy feminists, then you know, I don't care. Because remember the motto of this show: nobody likes a feminist, even other feminists. That's going to be my next T-shirt, though, as soon as we sell out of these America's Coolest Conservative T-shirts. As soon as those are gone, we're going to put out a new one, and I'm leaning toward that being what the T-shirt reads is, nobody likes a feminist. Copyright TJR Inc. So don't be trying to steal it. Bunch of T-shirt stealing people out there. All right, so we got a lot to get into, and I meant to do something Friday night, but I didn't get into it as they say. So we may do that tonight. It'd be a lot of fun, and probably cure some of the frustration that that a lot of you have when you're trying to call up in here. Okay, so I'm here for you tonight, as opposed to I'm usually here just for me. Tonight I'm going to share that and be for you. So we'll get into all of it coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
You can also get it at TJRitchie.com. TJRitchie.com, R-I-T-C-H-I-E. It's a cool way to spell Ritchie. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, we're going to do an edition of Just Call. Ask me anything. We did that one Friday night, and it went off pretty well. So whatever you want to ask me about, there's no I will throw out any, I'm not going to make sure that I just stick to the topic at hand. If you want to ask me something about something we're not even talking about, that's fine. If you want to ask me something personal, that's fine. The number is 704-570-1110. You can also text that that same number. That is our WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. 704-570-1110. All throughout the show, whatever, whenever you get a chance, you want to text something that you want to know from me or ask me something with voices, you can do it either way. You know why? We got this text line now, and WBT is on the cutting edge of 2015. I'm kidding. Of course.
Are we back off air? No, we're still good. Okay.
We will be in a minute, I'm telling you. So I was listening to some of the local news on WBT this afternoon, and I was also looking at local news websites. I know. Look at me. Look at me being late, live, and local. That's what I'm doing. And I saw a couple of things that stand out. One is having an uptick in rabies cases in our area with bats and stuff. I saw this was a story out of Gaston County. Now, I don't know yet because I haven't done a lot of studying into this, but I know that this problem is caused by Democrats somehow or another. I just haven't tied them together yet, because it is a fact that every negative thing that we have in our country, in our society, can be traced back to Democrat policies or Democrats themselves. Well, and I always have to throw this out there. Not you regular run-of-the-mill Democrats, professional Democrats, the elected ones, the ones who make a living by being a Democrat. The only thing that you do to screw everything up is vote for those people. And there's hope for you. Maybe we can get you to stop doing that. We're not going to be able to change a professional Democrat. They're too much into it. So if you got any information on how we can tie the uptick in rabies cases in the area back to Democrat policies causing it, I'll be glad to hear that. And I heard Anna Erickson in her newscasts talking about the CMS, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, facing budget problems. You know, if the president freezes the payouts to local schools and stuff. Oh, just a crying and wailing. Oh, what are we going to do? The Department of Education didn't even exist until the Jimmy Carter administration. So Jimmy Carter couldn't get it passed through Congress, so he invented it through an executive order. And then after that, the Republicans were afraid to do away with it. So we've had this big, bloated department that has done nothing but have a negative impact on the school systems. Because the more government that's involved in something, the more it's going to get screwed up. So you got state government that's supposed to be running the school system. Well, first of all, no government is supposed to be running the school system. The whole idea of the government running our education system comes from, and you can go look it up if you want. You can Google it to test me. But the government being in charge of the education system was one of the pillars of communism, written by Karl Marx. So the government should not even be in charge of education in any way. So, by definition, the more government that is involved in something, the more screwed up it's going to be. So local government being in charge of education, then you got state government, then you got the federal government. Now it's just layer after layer after layer, and it gets worse and worse and worse every year because there are fewer people that you have to answer to if you are in the school system. That's why all these, and not to mention, the teachers and all are union members. They're union workers. I'll call them workers. They're union workers. Now, I know a lot of good teachers, and I know a lot of teachers that don't like all of that stuff, that they're, you know, those mandates that they're handed down and all of that. So I'm not talking about those teachers. I'm talking about the other ones, the ones who suck and then complain the most and want more money. And they're, you know, they're the ones producing the kids every year that can't read. Test scores are worse now. And kids are, you know, supposedly so much smarter than the kids in the past because they can do computers. Well, big deal. They can do computers, but just because they can get on and play Madden doesn't mean they're geniuses. Trust me. I mean, they can do a reel on Instagram and make it look like a Hollywood producer did it, fine. But how's that helping society? So there needs to be less government involved in the school system. And actually, I would prefer no government involved in the school system, especially these colleges. These colleges are just sickening. What they do to young people's minds, they ought to be ashamed. I think there should be cameras in all the classrooms of government schools. Live webcams on these classrooms at all times. So if a parent says, "Hey, you know what? I got a few minutes left on my lunch break here. Let me go check out the camera and see what's going on in my kid's class." That camera clicks on, and you're looking at your phone. And you see the teacher up there in purple hair waving a rainbow flag, and you hear her telling the kids, you know, about how to do the relations with a non-binary person and all of that kind of stuff that's in these children's books. And you're like, "Hey, I'm going to come down. I'll be down there, and I'm bringing my boys." Clean up some of that mess. Why not? Taxes are paying for those teachers and those schools and all that. Why can't we look at it? Especially people that don't even have kids and aren't going to have kids in the school system in whatever area they live. They're still paying for it. Why? Why they pay taxes for schools? Because the government is going to take as much money as they possibly can. So I say, no more Department of Education. And as long as we have to have government-run schools on a state level, put cameras in the classrooms. If you're a good teacher, you don't mind it. If you're trying to hide something, or you're hysterical and you're just in there drawing a check and you don't want anybody telling you what to do, then you might have a problem with it, and you're the one that needs to be looked at. I'm sorry. You are the one at whom needs to be looked. All right. So maybe more brilliance will come out of my face hole for the whole night. Remember, ask me anything. 704-570-1110.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hello. Welcome back. And I love ya. I love ya. Thanks for being one of the 11 listeners to the TJ Ritchie Show. Remember, ask me anything, whatever you want. Text it or call 704-570-1110. There's big news. This is an event that that I think you would be interested in. And it's not too far from the Charlotte area. It happens in Johnson City, Tennessee. It's called the Hillbilly Showdown, Saturday, August 16th at 8 at Freedom Hall Civic Center in Johnson City, Tennessee. So it's amateur fights. And we have a clip of some of the featured fighters that are going to be there. This is two sets of twins, but they actually look like quadruplets because they look just all four of them look just alike, and they're talking back and forth to each other, you know, on camera, like, you know, like wrestlers do, talking trash. And two of them, one set of twins. They ride motorcycles, so the other twins insult them about that. So, I mean, they say they're amateurs, but they sound like professionals to me. You be the judge. Listen.
Bristol, Tennessee, all the way through that. I whip every one of y'all. All y'all do is drive circles.
Here they come, riding up on their motorcycle. They're bad.
We're here to put the fire out with the smoke. Y'all think y'all the baddest twins from Kentucky?
We're identical twins, and guess what? We'll give you identical whoopings.
Yeah! We'll go 2-on-2. You ain't seen these twins from East Tennessee, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Let's get it down in East Tennessee. Freedom Hall, baby. Be there, boys. Let's go.
Ah! Step in the ring. Come on, buddy. I guarantee you or your brother won't last 2 rounds.
Woo, baby! Ain't nobody knocking me out. Come on! Get you some,
boy. Get your cousin,
man,
Isaac.
Man, I love that.
Get you some, boy. I guarantee. Hey,
we're identical twins, and we're going to give you identical whoopings. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be worth the trip to Johnson City, Tennessee. I think Dana White and all of them are going to be there too, scouting. Now, if you took all four of those boys and put them on a scale together, it might register 200 pounds. I mean, those are skinny little country boys, and they're ready to fight. That is so great. So great. Love that. Heard President Trump making fun of AOC today, a.k.a. Sandy Cortez, and saying that she's low IQ and all of that. And I was laughing. And then he brought my sweet queen, Jazzy, in there on that comment too. I love President Trump, but he just doesn't know the full story about my queen, Jasmine Crockett, aka Jazzy, member of the Congress, House of Representatives. And Trump better check himself talking about my woman that way. She's actually so brilliant that she makes people think that she's an idiot. That's how brilliant she is. She pulls it off so well to make people think that she's not the picture of sophistication and intellect. Even fools the president. So good for her. Good for her. So, I don't know what happened to this. It's a big deal now. They're making a big deal out of President Trump and his administration cracking down on employers hiring illegal aliens. And this is specifically in Arizona that the story is about. Excuse me. You see, back during the Bush administration, when the whole illegal alien situation, boiled up to the top, that was one of the things that people who were against illegal aliens being in our country and taking jobs, they said, hey, there is supposed to be a fine for employers who hire illegal aliens. And at that time, I remember them saying it was $10,000 per infraction. So if they came in here and they found out that Isaac and Lonnie are both illegal aliens, like they are, they found out the truth about them, WBT could be fined $20,000 on the spot for hiring them. So I don't know what happened to that. It just all of a sudden it just became, okay, well, it's against the law, but how do you expect us to run our business? And then everybody else is like, yeah, you can't run a business without illegal aliens. Like, what? They broke the law. We have laws. And maybe it's because I am just such a stickler for the law that I can't comprehend somebody just picking and choosing what laws should be obeyed and which laws shouldn't be obeyed. You know, I would love it if more than 11 people listened to this radio show. But if I send somebody out to kidnap a bunch of people and throw them in a warehouse and turn on the radio in their faces and force them to listen to it, I can't just go, well, I mean, it's good for my business. How's my business going to survive without it? Well, no, those are kidnapping charges. You can't kidnap people. It's against the law. Well, you can't hire illegal aliens. That's against the law. It's just one of those things. It's kind of like, okay, listen. And you can play along with this. So let's say you're in South Carolina, and in South Carolina, it's illegal to have alcohol on any beach unless it's at a private resort, right? You cannot have alcohol on the beach in South Carolina. When you tell somebody that, when they're heading to the beach or when you're packing up the ice chest for the day, what do they say? Oh, we'll put it in a cup. Isn't that the response? We'll put it in a cup. Okay, but the cup still contains alcohol. So technically, it's still against the law. They don't pay attention to that. It's only if you're acting a fool, causing trouble, that they'll give you a hard time about it. Okay. Well, that's what having illegal aliens in the country working for you has become. Put the illegal aliens in a cup. They won't know. And if they do come and check, they're not going to give you a ticket or anything if you're not being stupid about it. It doesn't make sense to me. That's why I don't go to the beach in South Carolina. I go in Florida. Because I got to have it, you know. I got to have that beer. Think about that. What other? Let's make a list, maybe, of all the other laws we would like to just ignore and say, put it in the cup. Speeding? Maybe. I don't know. What else? We'll start a list of put it in a cup laws. See what we can come up with. All right. So we got people calling in for ask me anything. And, you know, if they're not, you know, cussing and raving and stuff, then we'll find out what we'll let you hear what they got to say coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Okay, diving into Ask Me Anything here. I mean, diving right into it. 704-570-1110. That's the number to call or text, however you want to do it. This is a text from Greg. It says, hey, this is Greg. That's how I knew it was Greg. He said, I need to plan my next beach trip. You ever going to share your secret vacation spot with your loyal WBT listeners? I can't do it. I can't do it, Greg. I'm sorry, buddy.
Whoa, I thought this was Ask Me Anything.
And I answered it. I didn't say Ask Me Anything and then I'm going to tell you. I'll answer the question. He said, are you going to tell? No. Because what had happened was, for years and years, I went to Destin, Florida for beach trips in the summer. I would go for 2 weeks in the summer. And I did that even before I moved to Charlotte, because Louisiana people, where I grew up, if you want to go to the beach, you either go to Biloxi, you drive a little bit farther down east, and you'll go to Gulf Shores, Alabama, or keep going into Fort Walton and Destin. Well, we had a nice little spot in Destin we always went. It was actually in Miramar Beach. And everything was fine. It was our little slice of heaven. And then COVID hit. And when COVID hit, hopefully the next president of the United States, Governor Ron DeSantis, said, hey, we're open. Everybody else can shut down if they want to, but we're open in Florida. So all these cruise people, their cruises got canceled. They got their deposits back, and they said, what are we going to do? And then they figured out, hey, let's go to Florida. Let's go to the Gulf of America in Florida. Like, all 50 of us will rent one house or condo on the beach, and we'll go check that out. The pictures look amazing. So next thing you know, it is just overrun with people. Cruise people. Riffraff. No, I'm kidding. They're not riffraff, but they are cruise people. It's a different mindset. Cruise people are ready to do what? Party. People in Miramar Beach, Florida, are not ready to party. They're there to relax and have a nice family time. So it ruined it. Not to mention, all those years I would come back talking about Destin, and I loved it. When I come back to the Ace and TJ show and talk about being on vacation in Destin, and I love it. And the next thing you know, I start getting the messages here and there and go, hey, you got any recommendations for restaurants? We're going to Destin. And because I'm just so damn famous, I ruined it. Too many people that listened to me on the radio started infiltrating Destin, Florida. So now I had to pick another place to go, and I won't make that mistake again. I mean, I love y'all, but... I mean, and y'all, the people who listen to me on the radio are not part of the riffraff. Actually, I'm just joking. I just like the term riffraff. It's funny. But it is a different sort. than what I was looking for in my sweet escape to Miramar Beach, Florida. So now I can't do any of it. You know why? Because I got a damn night job that I just started. I can't even take a vacation. Well, that's not going to last long. You know, these volunteer hours is only going to last for so long. I'm telling you. Here's another one. Let's see. When I was asking earlier about how we can blame the liberals for the rabies uptick in the area, somebody has a good suggestion. Libs can be given responsibility for the increase in rabies through global warming policies, as well as the quote unquote eco-friendly policies that they constantly espouse. Save the bats, frogs, ticks, etc. There you go. Thank you. So now we got the rabies. Just like the uptick in measles that's going on. It's because you got all these people through these open borders of third world nations who don't vaccinate, and they bring stuff back that we've eradicated for years. Thank you, commucrats. And I wouldn't say, for a long time I've been trying not to say that Biden did this or that, because I knew that Biden didn't, because he's basically dead through his entire administration. And all those communists behind the scenes were doing all of his work for him, making policy, using that auto pen and whatnot. So that's been proven now. So, again, I was right years ago. You know, I'm not just the DJ. I'm a future teller. I got a political crystal ball. And then somebody here seems like they're a little bit put out. When was the last time you were in a public school to speak so boldly about what you think is going on? Well, it hasn't been long since my kids were in public school, and I have access to media monitoring devices such as computers, TVs, radios, those types of things. I also have kids, friends whose kids are in public school as we speak, and they tell me what goes on. You going to say, since I'm not a teacher, I can't comment on it, I can't have an opinion? And again, if you're not one of the teachers that I'm talking about, then don't be upset, because I even said I wasn't talking about all teachers. There's some good ones. But I am usually talking about the policies that come down from the union bosses and from the administrators. And a lot of times the teachers who do have good sense and they have morals and they are there just to teach the kids the basics and get them ready for life. They're in a struggle because they don't want to teach them all this stuff that these Marxist administrators and all are handing down. They don't want to indoctrinate the kids. They want to teach the kids. So if you're one of those, then we're on the same side. If you're not, then you are perfectly right in being offended by what I said. But that's up to you to decide which one you are. Now, my mama is a retired government school teacher. So it's not like I'm just hating on teachers. Although I think she was a little lax in certain areas now that I think about it. I would have fired my mama. I'm kidding about that. But hey, look, don't get mad because I'm calling out something that is a fact about the school system. And how can the school system be broke? I don't get that. I mean, school systems get tax money off the top. And what about the lottery? Why they call it the education lottery if it can't keep schools going? It's because schools waste money. Government schools waste money on crap. Why do you think homeschool kids smoke your average public school kid in tests and scores and stuff? Well, what about their social activities? What about their social skills? And we're, hey, if parents are doing it right, they're building those activities in for the homeschoolers. So what kind of social skills do they need to learn? How to get under a desk when the shooting starts? Or when desks are flying because the kids are fighting with the teachers? Those kind of social skills where they got to be worried constantly that somebody's just going to come up behind them and slam them against the locker or something? It's bad business. Actually, I shouldn't have made the comparison of shooting in schools. I apologize for that. But it happened. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. Okay. We have TJ on the news coming up next, and you can comment on that all you want. Try to call and get through in the middle of it. That would be fun. If you can get in during TJ on the news, we'll make it a bigger round table discussion. Okay, so don't miss that. TJ on the news coming up next.
More of the TJ Richie.
Hear the TJ Richie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjrichie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjrichie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjrichie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News, whoa. News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. America's coolest conservative and the stories that really matter from around the world. The news that you absolutely have to have. We got the producer bros ready to go. Lonnie Ray and Isaac. Are y'all good? You're set?
Ready to go.
Everything's happening like it should be. Okay, lead story.
You gotta have boobs
if you wanna impress tycoons and rules.
All right, there's a lady in Brazil. And she was born and raised there, so that makes her a Brazilian. She's 22, and she has a very rare condition that causes her breasts to grow uncontrollably. She just had a breast reduction surgery, and she's talking all about it. So she couldn't even wear a bra anymore. It got so big. One day she said she tried on 8 shirts, and none of them fit. She ended up freaking out. She couldn't find anything to fit. And at one point, they were so big before the reduction that she was in a wheelchair.
Wow.
And, you know, guys always make that joke. Oh, well, why you get a breast reduction? What'd your husband do to make you that mad? But, I mean, this is serious business. They said, like, maybe she's 1 out of 300 people who has this condition. So, they removed 22 pounds of excess tissue from her breasts in a grueling 10-hour operation. So it doesn't say how much she started with, but if they removed 22 pounds, to give you perspective of that, a C-cup weighs 1.1 pounds each. A triple D and F Triple D slash F cup weighs 2.6 pounds each. And she had 22 pounds removed.
Mm.
Man.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
For some fellas, would be like, what's the problem?
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. They're like, But man, can you imagine? I mean, I'm carrying around more extra weight than that. And I know how I feel run down. But it's spread all over my body. Not just in one spot. Man. Mm. I wonder if she's going to end up being really fine. Because, you know, she is Brazilian.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
End up being? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, after the glow-up is done here. I mean, she's got to get back in shape, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah, dimming down.
Hadn't been able to do much activity.
Yeah, that glow up is something serious,
man. Mm-hmm. I know. All right, next story. You said we tried loving, touching, squeezing each other. So there were these people on the plane. There was a couple, Maine and Womaine. They were young, and they were engaging in too much affection in front of everybody else. And somebody posted about it on the internets. Posted pictures where the guy's name is Harry, who was taking the pictures, and he was sitting across the aisle from his girlfriend. His girlfriend was sitting next to the couple, and the girl was lying with her head, like she was facing up, and her butt and her head were kind of in his lap. He was kind of cradling her, and her feet were in the seat, you know, beside the other woman, and they're just making out and making touch with one another and all that. Now, the problem is that when I read that story, I looked at some of the comments, and they said, one person said, everyone hating, but I only see a couple in love. Somebody else said, I genuinely don't see what's wrong with this. People want to get comfy on airplanes, and as long as they're not doing anything inappropriate, I think it's fine. Okay, but that's the problem, is that people think that just because it's not illegal that it's okay. Yeah. You know, so they just wanted to get comfy. Well, it's annoying other people. They don't take that into consideration anymore. It's just like, that's why they don't have any, you know, they don't know how to act in public, people, because, you know, they've been withdrawn so much. It's just like, whatever we want to do, we're going to do without having any consideration for anybody else. I don't want to see couples making out in the seat next to me on a plane. I mean, this couple, they're both attractive too. So I don't even want to see attractive people making out and stuff.
So you're anti-love?
Yeah. I'm anti-love in front of me. Yeah. You know, I'm all for, you know, people getting married and having babies and stuff, but I just don't want to see it happen.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with public affection, but it's you know, it's levels to it. So,
yeah,
yeah.
Just like these guys that can't touch their women in public if it's not on their butts. You know those people?
Yeah.
Like you can't put your arm around your girlfriend or your wife and walk along a little few steps. You can't hug her without grabbing in front of people, just grabbing butt the whole time. I mean, come on. I don't play that. Learn how to act. Next story.
Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again?
Street.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
Lottie, that was really good singing.
I love that.
Thank you.
So it's big news for that cousin who still wears a Mickey Mouse watch, because Disney adults are getting their own dating app soon called Single Riders. The beta version is set to launch later this year. A Disney superfan in Orlando is behind it. He goes by the handle Joe the Bearded Nerd on social media. He says he came up with the idea 2 years ago after he got stood up on a date and went to a bar at Disney World to get drunk. He's been trying to loop in programmers ever since and finally found one. They're looking for people to beta test, and with the full version landing sometime next year. He sees it as a way for Disney adults to connect and see if there's a spark, but it doesn't have to be a romance thing. He hopes people use it to make friends, too. He's been asking people for features they'd want. One suggestion was a way to see if other quote-unquote single riders are at the park so you can meet up and go on a spur-of-the-moment date. Plus, you're not inviting somebody to a first date to go to Disney World because that's expensive. Say, I'll meet you in the park after you've already bought your park hopper. I'm not laying out $80 for a ticket to get into Disney World or whatever it is now. But I think that's a good idea for these nerds.
Are Are you going to hop on, Isaac?
You know, I just might.
Disney adult.
If I might consider it.
If I keep singing Little Mermaid songs like that, then they're going to be calling me a Disney adult. I just love it, though. I love it. Oh, I used to watch that movie with my daughter all the time when she was little.
Did you just start doing ads for them?
Yeah. I think I would be right up there on the list of desirable influencers for Disney. They'd be beating down my door. And finally, I can hang when you're around, but I shouldn't die if you're not there. Love come quick. Love come in a hurry. There's what? So there's a guy, 40 years old in Florida, named Jeffrey LaForge. He was arrested last Friday after he, according to the report, went into Walmart and stole a long list of adult, quote-unquote, items, adult playthings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On two separate locations, his haul included... one device that does one thing, another device that does another thing, and another device, and another device, and another device, another device, and two more devices. 8 adult devices from Walmart. Oh, and some Reese's peanut butter ice cream.
He was like, have a night.
Like, yeah. I'm going to need this when I'm done. So the cost of the merchandise was under $1,000, but Jeffrey's charges were enhanced to felonies because he has prior theft convictions, and he's out on $10,000. Who knew that they had all that stuff at Walmart?
Man.
I've never seen that at Walmart. Maybe that's just at Florida Walmarts. I don't know. Then again, I haven't been in Walmart, you know, just browsing in a while. Maybe I need to go back.
Walmart's got some goodies. You'd be surprised.
Oh, well, I'm seeing that now. Wow. Really goodies.
He really didn't want to steal them. He was just embarrassed to go through the line and check out.
And do you think other adult device enthusiasts make fun of you for getting cheap Walmart products instead of the designer stuff? Probably so. All right, that's it for this edition of TJ on the News.
The TJ Richey Show. Bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Richey Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
We're still doing Ask Me Anything. You can call 704-570-1110 or hit us up, as the kids say, on the WBT text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Thank you to them for driving that. It's always good to have a driver, and they're driving it. 704-570-1110 is the number to text as well. And let's see, we had a... one in here. I'm sorry. I don't read very quickly. I read everything like it's a narration in my head, so I know it's weird. It takes me a second. A lot of these are just commenting things. They're not asking me anything, and I appreciate it. Most of them are very nice, and I appreciate it. I love it when people brag on me. It's awesome. Now, since the management of the radio station, and since they were so rude last night to cut me off because I said something they didn't like, I might just sit out for a few minutes here, give them a taste of their own medicine. I might cut them. So I can watch Paul Skeens pitch the first inning for the National League All-Star team. And Paul Skeens is an important sports figure in my life because he was a pitcher for the 2023 national champion LSU Tigers. So he's been in the major leagues for 2 years, and he's been the starting pitcher for the National League for 2 years. So, yeah, I got something to do with that. No. I'll keep working like I'm being paid. That's what I do. I'll keep bringing it. All right. So, I don't watch CNN, as you can imagine, but I do see clips all over the place, and I appreciate those conservative news people who do watch CNN and post clips so I don't have to, or other websites and all that do. And this is a clip from CNN. I don't know what this roundtable show is called. It's got a host who's she's a liberal, and she talks like this, and she tries to never raise her voice, and she's always on the side of whoever the liberals are giving their opinion. And they'll have a couple of conservatives on here now, but they're really, you know, they're really strong. They're not like when The View puts a conservative on, you know, they say, oh, and then our conservative person here to balance things out. And usually they're not really what you'd call a rock-ribbed conservative, but these guys seem to be. All right, so Anna Navarro was on this show, and she's also on The View all the time, and she's one of the most annoying people in public life. She used to be a Republican. I think she worked for the Bush administration. But, you know, she's got Trump derangement syndrome, and she's been working for these liberal networks and all. And so now she had to walk away from that and just become an annoying pain in the butt, kind of like Michael Steele did. Michael Steele used to be a conservative, and then he was the head of the RNC, and then he started working for MSNBC, and now he's just pathetic. Pathetic. So this is a clip of Anna Navarro talking to some guy on there that disagreed with her, and the guy happens to be white, Anna Navarro. If you listen to her speak for more than 3 seconds, she'll tell you three times that she's a Latina. She wears it on her sleeve because everything has to do with race with her. So listen to this clip.
Saying that I was hyperbolic when I talked about a reign of terror.
That is hyperbolic.
No, it might be hyperbolic for you as a white man.
Okay, pause. Okay.
It's certainly.
I think what she's talking about is she calls the ICE enforcement a reign of terror. And the other guy, obviously, with some sense, said that she was being hyperbolic. And she didn't like that. Can you start from the beginning, Isaac? Okay, go ahead.
Also, I want to respond to you saying that I was hyperbolic when I talked about a reign of terror.
That is hyperbolic.
No, it might be hyperbolic for you as a white man.
Oh, okay.
It's certainly not hyperbolic for me as a Latino. No, I'm not being racist.
It's my opinion for being a white man.
No, I'm not dismissing your opinion. I am telling you that what the Latino community, the brown community in America.
You can speak in one voice.
Okay, well, let me speak with my voice. I mean, you said I was being hyperbolic. Let me respond.
Sure.
I'm not. You being a white man is an insult.
When you invoke it to dismiss my
being a white man is an insult.
When you invoke it,
are you a white man? Is an insult. Do you think Latinos are living under circumstances that other people may not be right now in this country?
We're about to have a whole conversation about that very thing. Mm-hmm. But I just want to make a point that Brad, all she's saying is that her view of the situation is different from yours. Right. I don't think that's an insult.
She basically said, I'm wrong because I'm
a white
man.
No, she just said, I...
Okay. She clearly was saying, you don't know what you're talking about because you're white. And I hate white people is what I think she was saying. White people should not speak. White people should shut up, especially men. That's what the message is. And here's this trick that they play. You see, the Democrats are, their backs are against the wall. And when they feel like they are out of ammunition to fight, they always just hammer down, double down, triple down on accusing people who disagree with them of being racists. That's always in their playbook, and it has been ever since Lyndon Johnson. That piece of crap racist that he was. So there is Anna Navarro being a useful idiot to the white Democrat bosses by saying, it doesn't matter because you're white. You can't tell me that I'm being hyperbolic about living in a reign of terrorism because I'm Latino and I know what it's like. Now, that's the thing. She's putting herself in the position like at any moment she could be snatched up by ICE and sent off to a prison in a third world country. Anna Navarro, who is a multi-millionaire, pampered, privileged member of the media, former member of a president's staff, she could just as easily be picked up by ICE as the guy who is working in the marijuana farm, who has violent crime charges against him, violent offenses against him, and anybody else who's out there. It's like when John Legend, the singer, would come out, you know, during the BLM riots and stuff and wear a shirt that said something like, "Stop killing us." Michelle Obama, early in Barry Obama's campaign, maybe it was early in his first presidency, I don't know, it was years ago, she was on Dateline or Today or some one of those shows talking about how she has to worry about Barack when he is out in public. Even if he just stops to get gas, he could get killed for being a black man because he's half white, but he looks black. So he could easily just get killed at any moment for just being a black man. And it was just all this about America's so racist and we're such victims and all that. That's part of the Marxist playbook. Like that, cheerleader for jihad, Mamdani, the next mayor of New York. You know, he acts like he's up in it. He's being put upon and he's being discriminated against and all that. He was raised a millionaire. He's never worked a day in his life and never will. But yet he wants to put forth this image that he's down there with the downtrodden and the huddled masses and all of that. It's ridiculous. And Anna Navarro sits up there on national TV. That's probably her third or fourth job on national TV, raking in the money, living a life that most Americans wouldn't even dream of living. Yet she has to worry about being snatched up and sent away in living under terrorism. And then if you say she's being hyperbolic and exaggerating and being an idiot, then it's just because you're white. Okay. I don't think so, Anna. I think we've got your number here. Not fooling anybody. You do sound cute, though. I love the way you talk. I just wish you wouldn't do it. Hang on. We got more next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Thank you so much. So much for listening, being one of the 11 listeners. Got a little update for you. Paul Skeens, pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, formerly of the LSU National Champions. 3-up, 3-down in the inning that he pitched, the first inning of the ball game. Now, National League is batting, and you have their first two runners on. that Japanese fella, Ohtani, he got a single, and then Acuna from the Braves got a single. So that means they have two people on base. Yay. But the important thing is that Paul Skeens didn't allow anybody on base. Good deal. All right, so here's one of those texts that we say you can send in here all the time. It's from an outfit that calls himself Richard. He said, okay, I'm one of your 11 listeners. First 3 weeks were rough, LOL, but then you found your voice and got comfortable. What? That's not nice. Then he goes on and asks a question. He could have just said, hey, one of your 11 listeners. Question. Blah, 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 blah. And his question was if I'm related to Nathan Ritchie, who's a radio personality in Charlotte. And I used to work with him in the same building. And no, we're not related. Nice fellow, though. He was a very nice fellow. Okay. So just taken aback by that backhanded compliment. Ooh, I'm not loving that at all. I'm not used to insults. I don't know how to handle it. No, I'm used to it a lot. Okay. So the Communicrats are still doing everything they can to protect these violent criminals who are in the country illegally, and they're trying to get as many ICE agents killed and as many of the families of the ICE agents killed as possible. These Democrats are ruthless, bloodthirsty derelicts. But it's all for the cause, you see. Cause they want to rip apart the country and blah, 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 blah. I tell you that every night. I know you hear it nonstop. But it's a dangerous situation. These ICE agents are having to cover their faces, and that's what the Democrats say. Uncover your face and you're up to no good and blah, 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 blah. And the Democrats want them to uncover their faces because they know what has happened to these ICE agents. When their faces have been uncovered and they've been identified, they've gotten threats. They've gotten people attacking them, people doxing them, doing all kinds of stuff to them, threatening their families and the whole works, which is what Democrat politicians want. Does anybody ever ask them when they go off on these tangents about uncover your face, like, you know, Big Sleepy, the minority leader in the House of Representatives, and then wearing masks? Last time I looked, this is America. This is America. So annoying. Somebody should just ask, hey, so what is it that you want? Are you wanting these ICE agents to be known so your foot soldiers out there in the streets can hunt them down and harm or kill them and their families? Is that what you want? It could be the only thing you want out of that. Is that worth it to you? Now, Hakeem Jeffries, Big Sleepy, you know, he's got communism in his blood. He's got it from way back. I think it was his uncle who was a full-fledged communist. If you ask him about it, he kind of skirts the issue. I wish somebody would ask one of these quote-unquote Democrat socialists what's the difference in what you believe and what communists believe? Where is the biggest divide between you and a Marxist communist, and see what they say? Like Bernie Sanders,
Ask Bernie Sanders when he's talking about the millionaires and the billionaires. But mostly the billionaires. I can't talk about the millionaires anymore because I'm a millionaire. I'm a multi-millionaire. So I have to say billionaires when I'm playing my class warfare cards. Donald Trump was taking care of his billionaire buddies.
But Bernie, what happened to you talking about millionaires and billionaires?
Well, I became a multi-millionaire and people found out about it. So I had to stop saying that. But I'm not a billionaire yet, so I can demonize billionaires.
They're just trashy. I mean, they really are. Professional Democrats, commiecrats, are just trashy. I can't even imagine inviting them into my house. You know? Ew. If Chuck Schumer were driving through my neighborhood out in the country in Iredell County and his car broke down and he came up and knocked on my door and said, hey, my car is broken down out here and my phone battery is down. Can I use your phone or can you call AAA for me? I would say, yeah, but you're going to have to wait off the porch. Because as soon as you step off the porch, I'm going to have to mop up the slime that you leave behind in a trail. I don't want you dragging that in my house. So I'll call somebody for you because I want to get you out of here. Because you make my skin crawl. But wait in the grass. I'm not lying. I would. There's no way I'm letting Chuck Schumer in my house. Or Bernie Sanders? Ugh. Bernie Sanders looks like seriously, even if I agreed with everything Bernie Sanders stands for instead of disagreeing with everything he stands for, I would say this. He looks like he stinks. He looks like he does not bathe regularly or at all. He looks like he combs his hair with a balloon. It's just nasty. That's because I don't have all the billionaire money and billionaire donors to give myself a glow up. Okay. But that's what they're all about. And until they start getting called out for it, they're going to keep on, keep on, keep on. Until some Republican gets in front of a camera and says, the Democrat, elected Democrats, the Democrat Party bosses, all of these professional Democrats are bloodthirsty, and they want to see blood, the blood of our brave law enforcement agents spilled. That'll make them happy. See if they call that hyperbolic. All right. We got more coming up.
The DJ Richie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Sorry, I get distracted by all these texts coming in here. Love it. Love it. So, there's a lot of Trump derangement syndrome still going on, and sometimes I do feel sorry for these people. I know, I'm a big softy, but I feel so sorry for some of these people because they're so easily manipulated and brainwashed, and they're just, I mean, you can tell they're weak-minded, and they'll fall for all of this manipulation and lies and all of this stuff. And the thing is that they've been programmed to think the same thing about us. They think we are programmed and indoctrinated and manipulated and brainwashed and all that. They think that about us. That's how backwards they are. That's how well the evil commiecrats have programmed them. Like, this is one of them that I feel sorry for. This lady is in her car, and you'll hear she is, her heart is broken. She's not faking this. Some of these people get on, they start screaming and yelling out all these insults, and they'll start, saying these wild, evil, vicious things. And all. And, you know, they don't really believe it. They're just lashing out. But this woman is in genuine pain. She lives in Nashville, at least for today. Listen.
We're getting ready to get the heck out of the United States, and this is our last day in Nashville. And over the weekend, we had a goodbye party and say goodbye to all of our friends. And then today is the last day my daughter's going to see her best friend. And I said goodbye to her parents.
I mean, you hear that. That, I mean, just heart-wrenching pain. And I know you say, well, good riddance. Get all the liberals out of here. Who cares? And I feel that way to a certain extent, but sometimes I just, it's sad. It's sad to know that they've allowed their lives to be hampered by these good-for-nothing cult leaders in the Democrat Party. It's, I don't know, I guess it does make me feel sorry for them more when they're not being smug and arrogant about it, and when they're acting like they're the smart ones. This is one of those. So I don't feel sorry for this one. I feel sorry for the other one who's been ripped apart by a terrible message and evildoers. But this one, I don't feel sorry for at all. Listen.
Good morning. It's Monday. I have a question for those that have voted for this administration. Did you vote for the Department of Education be taken out?
Yes.
Dismantled. Did you vote for that?
Yep.
I'm just curious. I'm sure you wanted them to change things, but dismantling a department that helps your children
doesn't help
a lot of people.
Doesn't.
Putting it with the states is not the answer, especially if the states don't have income taxes and if they're going to start taking those away too. Like,
you're a smart
one. Children will hurt for this. They want to take away abortion. If you have a baby, you got to take care of it. They don't help you there.
Right.
Then you take away education support. I'm curious.
Yeah.
What's your mastermind thought plan? And I wonder, if it's good as his, then, you know, whatever. Have a great day.
Yeah. See, she's so arrogant and she thinks that she's brilliant. She thinks that as soon as she hit post on that little video she made, that she was going to be dazzling everybody with her brilliance. And she did nothing but the opposite. States that don't have income taxes, they do pretty well. And you know who does better in states with no income taxes? The people who live in that state. Like Florida, for example. People are running as quickly as they possibly can to live in Florida. So you're way off on that one. And then to say that states shouldn't be running their own stuff is dumb as well. But that's the mindset of the federal government is the only entity that can do things the right way. I guarantee you this woman was locked in her house during all of the fake COVID stuff. She probably wore 10 masks on top of each other every time she went out to get her mail. She probably gladly accepted the house arrest orders that were given from the federal government and never questioned it. Just a freedom slave. Because the almighty federal government, the iron-fisted federal government, keeps everything in line for us. You know, some people, it's that old adage that they're too dumb to know when to shut up. That was her. Is this what you voted for? Yeah. Hello? Hello? Yeah, it is. So if someone could speak back to her, I would like to say, okay, well, how does the Department of Education help the children? Put the onus on her to have to tell us what it does. Even ask, how long has the Department of Education been part of our society? See what she says. She'd probably say the founders put it in the Constitution, the framers. We have no clue that it was done in the 70s by Jimmy Carter. But look, I'm not blaming the Department of Education on just Democrats, because Republicans had a lot to do with keeping it around. But yeah, so lady, you're so smart. Tell us what the Department of Education does, how they help the children, and tell us about these poor states that don't have income taxes. And as a matter of fact, I did vote for all of it. Name something else that you think is crazy in the country and ask if I voted for it. The answer would probably be yes. Oh, but that was cute of her to try. You know, you got to give her a little credit for trying to be out there talking politics with the adults. Bless her heart. You know, you got to be courageous to be free. Living in freedom takes a lot of courage if you truly want to be free. And some people just don't have it. And that lady's one of them. Isaac is another. Just kidding, making sure you're paying attention. All right, I gotta go. Mark Levin's up next. God loves you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. See you tomorrow.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.